And that's the sugya of atos bebchor. The Gemara brings a maskana of Sagamara, al kimtin, the following. We're talking about when are you matris in a bechor. Now, bechor is a hybrid because it has a ownership interest of the bialim, but also obviously is a carbon. It's cut from column, as you know, which by definition has ownership, both of them is beach and the bialim, and also has a time difference between before Zrika and after Zrika. So the Gemara has the following maskan. Like, to kula alma, the fnei Zrika's damim. Well, my time in the band of Shari, you're being matfis in this bechayer before Zrika's damim. So why is it mutter? Amar krak yidu actually davar nadru lafuke bechayer the davar asrhu. The Gemara seemed to say clearly that bechayer lefnei Zrika's damim is not a davar nadru, because conceptually you don't have a choice in this bechayer, which is the firstborn is Kadosh L'chayr Mirechem, and L'chayr the Kedusha is a Kedusha which belongs to Gavaya. So therefore, it's a Davar Ha'asur. And as we know from our Limud of Atfasa, Fasa requires it to be in a Davar Nadur. But this is a Machlekes in Gemara between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. And generally, B'chayr is a Davar Asur, Davar Nadur. On one hand, since, as I mentioned, it's not his neder that is being Mekadosh B'chayr, comes out Mimei Imai, the first one, it's Kadosh Me'elav. On the other hand, there is a lesser, there is an aspect that is under the aegis of the Bialim, and that is you have to be Magdish the Bechor. And therefore, the Amirayim are Achelik, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Achelik, whether the Iker issue here is the fact that it's Kadosh Merechem, B'tzias HaRechem, or is the Iker issue that he has to, Balaam has to be Magdish, and therefore it's a Dav HaNodr. Now, this is a follow-up on the Gemara's Shaila, the Makro Shaila, Ibi Ikroi Kamatvis, or not. And the Gemara does not come to a Maskan on this, and this is a Baya Dele Ifshita. The Rishainim and the Paiskim are Chaylik, how we are Kaimlo Halacha in Atfas B'Bchor. The Ran in the Sugi here brings the Ramban, and the Ramban, Chitas Ramban, is the Beteiruka Matfis. And the Ran is Mechiak this from several sources. Let's take a look at the Ran. And the Gemara brings, and the Ram brings two rayas. And the Ram says that the Shittas and Ramban is gebayt on this Gemara off-site. And then he brings another Rayim Yasvar. The problem here is the Rambam. The Rambam Hakins L'chumra, that if somebody is matfis b'chor in the basar of Zivke Shlamim after Zirika, basar because it is a matfis. And that's considered to be a davar nut. But that is dafka in a Shlamim. But a basar b'chor, l'fnei Zirika stamim, let's go see the round, please. It's usher. But only after Zrika is it mutter. See the Rambam side. Perek Halacha Tezvav, please. Sorry, Halacha Yud Gimel. To the page before. First Yud Gimel. I'm not going to be able to go through the whole Rambam side because he's Mayach Barayas, but let's start here. Hi, Mare Elen Kamaiser Behema, Hare Elisurin. So the Rambam passes clearly that the Kedusha is Bi'ad Adam, and therefore the Neder is Chal. Harel and Kepcher, that's Meiser. Harel Mutarin, Shein Kedusha Bi'ad Adam. Next page. The Rambam makes a clear differentiation between a Meiser and a Bechor. Yachad Fisa Begedish Amar Leagdish Eisai, and therefore it is Usr. Lachas Vikas Damim, it is Mutter. Ask the Ravid, Memanoshach, this is a machlaikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. If he passes Rabbi Yehuda that the Bechar is not a Davar Nador, so then why should it become Usr if you're Matvis Kaitim Zrika? You can't create a fuss if it's not a Davar Nador. That's kash number one. And then the Ravid asks, Misvara, if Basar Bechar works for Atfasa, so then what's the difference if it's before Zrika or after Zrika? After Zrika should also be Nesar because of Ikre Kamatvis. I'm only going to take the first little piece of the rabbit here. Omar Ram Chai Reishi and Varmala. I don't understand this. When you're a dark and bane, Rabbi Udu Shu Matar Matsu Bechar, a top Neshena Kaddish Beyadu. Because Bechar is Kaddish by itself. And therefore, says the Ravid, the Rambam was made a toys in the Pirush of the Gemara. The case of Mishnah asks similar kashas on the Rambam. He also asks a kash on the Ravid. Why did the Ravid ask on the Rambam from the Sugis of Gemara? Why didn't he just say the whole thing is a steer m'nei bay? How is it possible that basa before zrika should work? The nether should be chalkan, this is a dover another, but it's a dover usser. And if v'ikre kamatvis, then mehekat taste there should be mutter achaz zrika. It's a steer m'nei bay. You don't need to say that the Rambam was taya in the Pirush l'sugya. The Rambam was taya because the two things are sais for each other. This shaila was raised already to Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, and he tried to explain his father's with the following svara that the buster that is in front of you has the same halacha as a buster shlamim, and therefore tfasa works. What does that mean? That a basar b'chayr has the same halacha as a basar shlamim, and therefore it works. Can you scroll, please, a little further? So there are several basic mahalchim in the Akhrayim. I don't know if we'll get to all three, but let's say at least the first two. If you see here in the Lecha Mishnah, on the bottom, he says, Akushis v'atzumay sasha v'dire rabbeinu, on the bottom right, kvar kosvan arav kes Mishnah, the mechalik bein munach chafanav l'she'ein munach. The munach chafanav mikudavar hanader kaidem zikasam. From the kibbutz zikasam nitalach. Since you can eat it, have a kishlamim. Therefore, to davar another. And calls him mashad rachma dain kashad lachas zikasam. My mutter neima beikre kamatfis the kash that the Ravid and the Kesef Mishnah ask. Says the Priskara, there's two dinim and dushes b'char. This is one of the most central bureau of the Priskara in Masechtas B'charis and now in Masechtas Medarim. He says there is a look whether or not you're matfers in the shem b'char atzmai, then avad that's a davar aser. That fasa doesn't work. But if you're matvis in the kedushas of carbon, then it possibly could work. What does the Brisk Rav mean? Let's take a look inside. Brought in the kedusha grach. Rambam. Mayu basa b'char brings the Rambam. Fnei zrik esdamim. Hisar gal arrive in line two. Chem kesh the Mishnah. Harbor Latmaya Matas Bukhar Mutter. Lantam Shavichus Rabram, but no, Shahishu Shahef, Godly Yeshben, a Matas Bukharn, and a Mapus with Bossa Bukhar Mudalafano. The Bossa Bukhar Mudalafano of Hail, we could then Bossa Shlomim, because you can eat it. Therefore, it's Matas Bukharbin and Asr. What does that mean? As the obvious Kasha, the Lech Mishnah and others ask of this Rabram and a Rambam, doesn't really explain the problem that it's Bikri Kamatfis. says Brisk Rav, Bir Dvara. Deicha de matvis b'shem b'chayr. If you matvis in the etzem shem b'chayr, the b'chayr loy have another. That's not a davar another because the first thing that's out of the may of the behema is by definition kadosh, and you have nothing to do with that, and that can't be a davar another. You don't control that. But if you're not matvis b'shem b'chayr, you're being matvis in the basar that's in front of you, as the lashon of the Reign of Ram is. Have avdasa bedin kodesh shachal ala basar. Kodesh shachal ala basar. Din kodesh haru davra nadar, given the min kodeshu nadar. There is a concept of being magdish something as a davra nadar. So therefore, even though the shame b'chayr is a davra asar, or at least it's not enough sufficiently in your control to be considered a davra nadar, but kedushas b'chayr, that already we can say the template for that is kadosh. Why? The davar agadol mitl tel b'shem kedusha umin hakedusha. Pudel achas v'kedar matar v'leim rin de biker kamatzvis k'tapasuk ramam. This is the main stira that the mafarshim say with all its roots, and we still have a problem with kamatzvis k'tapasuk ramam gabeshlamim. Shafilu lachas v'kedar damim. Arelu surim, shloi hitvis ella beikra yishe haya aser. Why is that? Shom demrinan, the arinan gabe basa b'chayr beikra kamatvis. Hare hatvasa b'shema b'chayr. A matvis b'chayr is mutter. In other words, the kasha that the Achrayim asks, why don't we go back beikra kamatvis, which is the Rambam p'sak and shlamim, where there, even after Zrikas Damim, it's usur, because you go back to the Iker, and the fact you can eat it now doesn't help. Why? Because that fossil was Be'ikrai, which is a Davara usur before Zrika. But when it comes to a Bechayr, since a Bechayr, you're being matvis, not in the Iker of the Bechayr. You're being matvis in either the Shem Bechayr or in the Kedushas Bechayr. This is how the Brisk Rav makes the chilek between Shem Bechor and Kedushas Bechor. And Shmuel Rozovsky in Shiur Reb Shmuel brings this Brisk Rav and explains it a little bit. Let's see if we can explain this. This is one of those fascinating issues where there's a intersection between the two major Mahalchim in Limud HaTaira after in the last I guess early now it's last 70-80 years, where the Brisk Rav Shita and the Chaznish Shita were probed. Let's see if they're on the same track. Well, Kushi's arrived. Tira said Griz. The Griz was still alive when Shmuel writing this. The Bukhar Yeshbet Dushas Karban Mechal Makaimais. Chutzmizu uses a slightly different language. Yes, for kedusha mecheres mitak kedusha b'char. But that's kufa karbim shabuchar. Shabu mekadavar another. That part is called a davar another. Kivin shmin hakedusha ba menader. There is such a concept of being menader something to hegdish. Ubenadava b'shar kabanais. Even though b'char happens by itself, the dami lechatas chelev the masloy davar another. Shemechatas nov the ba menader. The Brisk Rav brings a very, very strong raya from a regular chatas, which is called the chatas chelev. Regular chatas yichayev. Why should a regular chatas be a davar nador? The teretz is, the Gemara says that a chatas is a davar nador because there is some type of a chatas which comes from a neder, and that's a chatas nazir. So you see, the min of chatas is already a davar nador. So that midin the what the Shmuel slightly amends the language, Kedusha Sakar Mishabakar, that's a Dabra another. Avo Hadusha Hamicheres Mitzad Bechayer, Kvarenim in Kedusha Shabai began with Dabra, because that happens Mela. Mela Fila Rambam, the Mama Arei Alike Bechayer, Lema Hanit Fasa. If you just said Bechayer, then Fasa doesn't work. Why? Because he's been Mishabim Kedusha Shoshal Petarechim. That has nothing to do with him, it happens by itself. Say the made a kedusha above and down with davar. This is what I guess he's trying to connect this, as we saw earlier, to the teretz of Ravon and Rambam. Kiven sheyesh b'chayr gam kedushas carbon, shumin kedusha b'amenever davar. There is such a concept of a carbon, a general concept of carbon, which is b'amenever davar. V'chol chalak avrinus amrinan devaday ischavin lahatris kedushas carbon shebchayr. Kach mahani etfasa. And then, therefore, we're tied down to the Gemara's maskana beikra kamatvis. That part of it is sufficient to create a tfasa. And this is the pshat, he says, possibly at least in the Rabbeinu Ben Rambam. So, in addition to the Isser Kedusha, the reserve carbon, there's also Isser Kloli not to eat a carbon, carbon is Rikus Amra. He says, Kashal beer is it. The Talmud at Fasi Bisr Kodesh, and there should be no chilik. He then brings a beer from Rav Naftali Trub, and he says, discusses with none other than the Chazon Ish. At the Chazon Ish, there's a Isser to eat any carbon before Akhtar same room. Now, this is Rav Naftali. The Chazon Ish asks, is that Isser that precludes, scroll down, is that Isser which precludes the other side, the left column? Can you center it? Because, oh, here it is, thank you. Okay, good. Kaznish is towards the bottom. The Kaznish was nistapek if there is such a thing before Zrikas Damim, the thing before Akhtaris Abram. Is that called a Davro or not? And the Kaznish says it is. There is the Isra Achila. By it happens by itself. Doesn't matter. And this is the Chazon Ish, is more straightforward way. Doesn't have to make two dinim, as we know. Simply, there is an Isser of Achila before Zricha, and every carbon that's usher to eat before Zricha, that is sufficiently neder dik to create a davar another. But when it comes to Shem Bechayer, or after Zricha, and you're going, we pass Kambikra Kamatmas, there that futz does not help. Beautiful. So now we have the Briska Rav's Teretz, as explained by Rav Shmuel, and we have a different mahalach of the Chazon Ish. The last mahalach I'll just mention is a Rabbi Chanan in Shavuos. Let's stop there. So I'm going to show you, stop there for a second on the previous page. Freeze. There you go. Shmuel is one of those people who had obviously the ability to access to both of the Gedalia Adar. They had different mahalchim. This is a classic machlekes between the Briska Rav and the Chazon Ish. In Rav Chanan, just to give you a third mahalch quickly, in Shavuos, he has a different halach, and he explains there's two inyanim in atfasa. Pachina davar nadru. Kasa varan, atam dis a kedusha of beneder, shanim shach benitmas, vleis a greda. It's pulled over. Tvasim nam shach kedusha al bachar tari mena. Let's go to the Mishnah, bedover, no, the Mosad Fuz, the Lame, Kvar, Zeller, and Kevin, Kshanel, and another, only Baptist, bedover, also like Klum Kama. Doesn't work. Why they call him requires in a like Pazir? Layafsir. It's not this, it's simply not accurate. It's not true. You don't have to come on to the Hamshacha Dicha Svaris. Says Rabbi Chanan, two dinim, Shnei Atamim Yeshnan. Two dinim at Fasa. The Mitzah Hamshacha, Levashayach at Fasa, Ella, B'machas Kameh. Of Leibayna Darvan Dada Ba'ilam. Gain Reina Kishim Shain. Gain Matus Akachim Zmanazeh. Karcha chat fussy gufa begufa neder kadaima divaramada dharma. Tam shalom shacha. That's the second reason. Mayalechid le shaychat fussa begufa neder still can be mamshach. Rabbi Chanan uses this svara to scroll down to fend for our sugya in atfussa bebchar. It brings the Rambam. Tamua. Stop. Stop. Huh? No. Achain, the female is buyer. Went too far, Pesach. Freeze. Last night. That's a shop. The Bambus decided that I'm Shacha, Shafakam Gabachar. Mashpas Leimani, Hanmoyachas Kame, similar to the Svar Rabbein Avram, Leishaych, I'm Shacha, Ella Tavs Bugovanet, at Fasbus Bugovanet, Stafriz. The Hamshacha Svar only works if it's Machas Kameh, you can be Mamshach over on the same table. Kalashon Rabbeinu Avram. Zeh, Loi, Shayach, Bukhar, Kivim, Dilevai, just like Name Kadosh, Einat Fasa, that Svar doesn't work. But Machas Kameh, it never told you, my Afnei Zrika, and the Hamshacha works. Achas Zrika, where there's no Kedusha anymore, therefore, it's not a Dover, another anymore. And Beikre Kamatvis, which is a Gufa Neder, and the Gufa Neder, doesn't work. Abkan three svaras of Baisai. So let's chazer quickly so you can be able to see Ma'ayin. We have major machlekes of Shainim, how to mevar the sugi and how to paskin. A, we have the machlekes, we have the Lashon of the Gemara, Bikra, Kamatfis, or not, and Tabayi, Dla Ifshita. And we have a machlekes of Shainim, what the psak is. The Ram brings Ramban says, Bateru Kamatfis. The Rambam, therefore, is Shver, because the Rambam seems to be Oikhez Chevel Vishnei Roshim. Ram Paschkrep Yehuda, the Bukhar is not a Dover another, and therefore, Kikar Zalek Bukhar is Mutter, because he's being Matvis and Dover Usser. But if you have Basar Bukhar Kameh, Kardel Jikas Damim, then it's Usser. There are three Mahalchim asked the Rivet, it doesn't make any sense. There are several Mahalchim, and to infer this, Shverakite and the Rambam. What is Malach of the Grizz that makes a chilul between Kedushas Bechor and Bemuchad and Kedushas Karbonis Klali, which that you can be matfis in the Kedusha of Karbonis. Shmuel Rozovsky's emendation of this Svaro says the Bulvad Isra Mitzah Kedushas Bechor is Isra Kecholak Manas to eat after Zrika, and the Chazanish validated this such as Achdam Tzedavar Amad Anador, therefore helps that fossil all the Isser of eating Emerim of Nezrika. Now, Chadon's Teretz that are two dinim and Atfasa, Hamshacha, and being Matvis Be'ikrai, and being Matvis Be'ikrai doesn't help Abchar. Hamshacha, if it's Munach Lefanov of Nezrika, that worked because you're moving the Kedusha over which exists in that Tzedavar Anador. Okay, everybody, it's a lot of work to do this week. Here are the basic Mahalchim in the Achrayim. Take a look at them inside. Shmuel is written crystal clear. Briska Rav is a little sasam. Shmuel is written crystal clear. And Rochan in this case is also very beautifully clear. Everybody have a good week. Yeshaka to my partners. Let's go. Did they show them? There's still the Red Cross still has them. Yimach Shemam, the Red Cross. What do we need the Red Cross for? They're what? Wow, what a hesed. Start up. Cross the wall. Where was it? Fantastic. Could you move? I understand it. Okay, so can you? This is an Ayashka Kala file. Oh, you have this also? Okay, excellent. Okay, nice. That's good. Very efficient. You see, when we work together on the same page, which is why I was very upset with you last night. Because Chaim, somehow you, the reason you violated our deal. I told you, when we work with Shidduchim, I don't want you, the real time Chaim, on the information. I asked you, though, we had a huge fight out. We didn't talk to each other for 3 days. So now you don't do the same stupid thing again. Hold on, I forgot my safer. You have my briefcase? You have the briefcase? What? What? Oh, okay. It's not good. For some reason, you leave the car on. Usually, nothing happens. But this car, the gas runs down. I don't understand why. By the way, you said you wouldn't feel defeat claims for anything in real time, negative, positive. But you must have already told them all about this. I was the last to know. No one told me anything about this conversation with Shmuley. I don't know how you found out, but whatever it is, Chaim already knew that she's short. I didn't tell her. Thank you very much. Can you just say that? You'll say, well, he'll see it. Good, that's true. But you don't have to tell beforehand. I have five more. Huh? Are you getting those posters? I have five more, but I need. I said 20 more. 15.
That's
ah, we're inviting you personally. I'm not upset. Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. I see Rabbi Snyder has a karusa. If that's how you have him. Shalom. Oh, wonderful. Okay, can I have you a favor, Tova? Can you find, I'm sorry, I tell you have some technical issues we're dealing with here. Sorry for the delay.
reason, the audio in this, and I'll show you. I can, the microphone works to some degree because I can hear in, but they
Works.
can't, the speaker works, right? But it says microphone not detected. There, look. Can somebody say something? Shmuel, we're doing a sound check here. Can you say something? No, they don't even hear. Oh, they don't hear me either. One. Oh, I see something's wrong. Okay, so today's shiur by the Rav. So let me first do some housekeeping here because we have some technical difficulties. Rav Mordechai, can I ask you to send Rabbi Parkov's Marma Kaimis to Rabbi Weiss with a note saying that we didn't get it out before Shabbos because I just simply didn't see it. I apologize, Eliezer. I just didn't see the Marma Kaimis you sent me, or I didn't get them, one of the two. Therefore, they never got to the Rav with a confirmation. So I can kindly ask you to do that and just remind him that at his suggestion, this is what the shiur is about. I would appreciate that. Okay, can anybody hear me? Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Okay, put on the flip mic. Okay. Well, it's going to work here. Again, I apologize. We are working through the technical issues here sequentially, one by one. So today's shiur is on Im Tim Soleimer, a second shiur on the concept of Baruch Shem Kvod Melchusei. But this time we are using it not as the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim greater that we talked about last week, which was sourced on Yaakov Avinu's historic, the word, use of the word historic. Today, again, the historic, the murderers turned over three, oh, I think they're in the hands of the Red Cross, which are the same murderers. The Red Cross are Gurmay. What? They're in Israel, so now, wonderful. I'm not going to talk about that, obviously, during the shiur, but the use of Baruch, the Seri word's historic, pathetic. Anyway, that was historic because it set the concept of Yichud Hashem and its importance in our approach to Yiddishkeit forever. And that's encoded, as we explained last week, in Baruch Shem. Here, we're talking about the use of that phrase as a ameliorative device, a refuah, for a possible Chil Hashem, which is based on the Gemara, Brachos Daf Lama Gimel, Kamavarach, Baruch Shem, Yitzri, Chayivim, Shem, Laisisa. So there's a major machlekes Rishonim, if a bracha levatala, and we're going to use the phrase bracha levatala, bracha shenit tzricha synonymously, except when not. So Sheldon, I hope I'm making myself crystal unclear. My chaverim here already know my methodology, which is sometimes I try to confuse them, and I do a good job of that, and then I try to clarify it, and I don't do such a good job of that. But what I mean here is that these two concepts overlap, and they have many major similarities, and they use interchangeably in the Pesukim for various reasons. And here they sometimes divide too. So the major machlokes in Shnei Brachot Levatala, this is Deraisa or it's an Issa Drabbana. There's a famous sheet in Rambam in the Tshuva Rambam in the Paradar, which says that a bracha she'eina Levatala is Midiraisa, based on the Gemara in Brachos Lav Gimel. Thank you. Excellent, Dr. Lederach. Okay, what heading did you put on it? I hope you put a heading on it, Marma Kaimis for today's shiur. Yes? Okay, Lazar, put on some, whoever it is, put on today's Marma Kaimis, please, so we can see this information inside of Dr. Parker works. on Kedarka B'Kodesh with great brilliance and diligence. Okay, we haven't gotten to this yet. We're talking about the previous Maamar Kamei, so I guess I see. I didn't see this so right now. So you work backwards. Do we have the general answer? Me, please. Oh, you started just with your Shami here on Baruch Shem. I'm doing Baruch Shem Tzricha because, okay, so let's try to do this as we. Okay, so there was a confusion here, but sorry. So let's try to do this as we go further. So you're telling me the 32 pages here, just on those on the second half of Baruch Shem, starting from the Yerushalmi and on? Wow. Okay, so I'm going to go through the Baruch Levatala background reasonably clear. The Rav may start with that. So let's... and Yitzhak fixes my computer, I'll be able to send you that basic Maamar Mekaymus list. So let's go through them the old-fashioned way. So the Rambam holds it's Daraisa based on the Gemara Brachot of Lama Gimel, and I'll read you Gemara. It's one line. This is the Yerushalmi, so let's take it off here for the moment, not to confuse people. The Gemara says, "Kol Mavarach Brachos and Itzricha Lama Gimel Lama Alf in Brachos." Ayvim Shem Leisisa. The Achrayim are Medaktis in the Divrei Rambam. Even the Rambam in the Yad doesn't say it 100% clear. But the Ram says, "Kol baruch she'ena tzricha." Hari is a nice shame l'shav, v'hazek nijba l'shav. Not 100% clear in the Rambam, but seems to be in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. The Ram passed in this way in Siman Reish Tezvav. On the other hand, there is a chevel every shainim. Taisis in Rosh Hashanah, the Russian Kedushin, the Sefer Chinuch, the Trumas Hadeshen b'shem ga'inim. And the Shuta Rivash, the whole this Rabban. I checked, by the way, Eliezer, in the email that I sent you in the cam scam, what I did was I did the Baruch Shem first, and then I went back to Baruch Levatala, et cetera. Somehow I don't either didn't get to you or you didn't notice that. I should have done it straight, but it doesn't matter because the Olam here will be able to see these Maamar Mekaymus as quickly as we can. So the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. It's one line here. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. There you go, bottom of the page. Gemara says, "Vavir Baruch Shein Tzricha." Rav Tel Rav Gavkon, Rav Tzvayikol Baruch Shein Tzricha. Ayvah Shem Leisisa. But this is a Baruch Shein Tzricha, Lav Dafka Baruch Levatala. But as I said, a lot of overlap. The Rama holds this is a Deraisa. Taisus, the Russian Kedushin, Sefer Achinuch, Trum Sedeshin, and many other Achrayim holds this is Rabbanan. Now, not every Shittas Rama is that it is Deraisa. The Rama doesn't say this explicitly in the Sefer Yad. He just said it's Kenizba Lashav. And the Gemara in Bracha says, Amadle Sisa, no. It is Lav Dafka that it is a Deiraisa. This is the Shita of many Achranim Lo Yoraba, in Mishmas Adam, in the Rambam's Shita. The problem is that these Achranim were relatively early. Lo Yoraba was even earlier than the Nishmas Adam, was writing at the time of the Gaon. They didn't have the Rambam Paradar, they didn't have the Shuvas Rambam. Had they had that, they would have seen the Rambam pretty clearly says that it is the Raisa. There's a Raya, the Rambam brings a Raya from the Gemara and Tamur Daf Dalad. But the Gemara says, Kol HaMoitzi Shem Shemayim Vatara. Pesach, is there any way to archive these Gemaras so when the Rambam calls them up, you don't have to go searching for them again? Please answer that so I'll know. No. But I'm saying you don't have to go search. You can save them. You don't have to go search them again. Okay, so let's go for Gemara and Tamura. Tamura, Dalet Amud Aleph. Because there are three overlapping concepts here. I see I lost the Detroit Olam here. Number one is Bracha Shein Tzricha. Second is Bracha Levatala. And the third is Mitzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. The Gemara in Tmura says, a mighty shame Shemayim of Atala. Line four. Eliyahu might say Shema Avatal. Only Mekhsiva, Shema Kechatir, Vaisa Savit. Bless RSSehu. So this is a little bit of a Stasim de Gemara, and Rashi says, as a Rasim Echa Kalaymar, okay, we lost it. What's happening? The Gemara Daf Dalet says the Maitzi Shem Shemel Vatal is Eved Hashem Lekecha Tira. We see Maitzi Shem Shemel Vatal is Eved Basay. So how is it possible that a bracha Vatal should be more chamor Maitzi Shem Shemel Vatal? A karkar must be that Maitzi Shem Shemel Vatal is the rice of the Yeres Hashem, and bracha Vatal is Isid Rabbanan. There's no one talking here. Someone else has his computer on without mute. I can't tell you who. Maybe it's in Detroit. Rabbi Snyder, do you hear me? It's an iPhone? iPhone 2. Whoever iPhone 2 is, kindly mute. Okay, so now, Rabbi, so we need to straighten out these three concepts. I might just change some of my titles over the essay. Racking the condi. On the Azar Samechel and Mashkan Einish Vahafli Azar Menain Shah, he's there. A cost of life to change from my love. Hello, iPhone 2. Turn it off. Rashi Azar Samecha Pesach. Yellow the Rashis. Welcome back, Raveshi Shamalecha. We missed you. Azar Samecha, 10 lines from the bend. Azar Samecha. So we need to straighten out. Pesach, are you with me? Yes, yes. He must either not see this or whatever. Azarasim Hecha. Pesach. Yellow the Rashi Azarasim Hecha. That's 10 lines before the bottom bend. That's it. So what do we see? So there's a concept here of Maitre Shem Shalom HaTayla Zoyver Be'esa. So how do we have a possibility that Brachal of HaTayla is more chamor? Then might she change Shemayel Vatala? Aren't these two things synonymous? I saw change Vatala is an issue derives from Yeres Hashem, as Rashi says. And Brachal Vatala is not. There it says, could be that Brachal Vatala is an issue Rabbanon, and it's just a smacht on Leisisa. The Iker is Leisisa Hashem Rakech Lashav with a Shua. And a smacht, an outgrowth of that, is the issue of a Brachal Vatala. Or not. Maybe a bracha v'tol is more chomer and similar to Shavu Shav, which has a nesiyah shem Hashem l'shav, because the concept of shuas and brachas are both that the form of what you're doing elevates the chumrah of the issue you're doing. It's one terrible thing to be maskir to shem Hashem l'shav, just to use God's name in vain. It's a worse thing to use it in the concept of a shvuah or a bracha, because then you're taking the shame kodesh of a kodesh baruch hu, and you're inserting it into a yisurdik away. The Ramban Parshas Yisrael says, "Kol amitzi shem shemayim is over belav leisisa." This is one of those rare places where he agrees with the Eben Ezra. The Chayyot is during the Gemara to Vayda Zara. But there is such a source in the Shiltas of Rabbi Chaya Gaon. It's too hard to call up the Shiltas, so I'll just tell you what he says. He says, the Shiltas says you're not allowed to be Nizbal Sheker. And if you're Nizbal Sheker, Ein Lam Chila La'ilam, Sisa Hashem Lekecha L'shav. And he says, not only is it Aser to be Ishtabui B'Shukra, Elafuke Shem Shamayel Latal is Aser, because Leisisa Leksiv Leisav that filu ad kuri shem shemayel batala. So we have a beferish of shiltais that somebody is mighty shem shemayel batala without a shua, without a bracha, is over Leisisa. Rabbi say we have three shiltais. First of all, the basic machleikus of bracha batala is a derisad rabbana. Rambam seems to indicate in the Chuvis the Raisa, not the spasative in the Yad. Shitas HaRishonim, Tosfos in the Rush, that this is Rabbanan. There is a plunder, as I say, a doubt in the Shita of the Rambam that the Chayim raised whether, in fact, the Rambam meant it, but he seems to say so clearly in the Pe'er Ador. And then a Velvet. How do you do that? Okay, so I'm going to go off this so we shouldn't have. What was closed? What did I do wrong? Okay, Rabbi Sai. So let's keep this Gemara in Tamura. Fine. Now, there are various sub-issues here. I need to get to the question of the use of Baruch Shem. We only have about 40 minutes for that till the Rav comes on. So first of all, I'd like to give you some more grounding here in Baruch Hashem Tzricha. What is a Baruch Hashem Tzricha? You thought you made a mistake? I'd be happy to have him use his phone if I knew who he is. Whoever iPhone 2 is, 1 second. Why is it iPhone 2? Maybe it's, anybody have an iPhone 1? Okay, whatever he called himself. Ashnirka Shmai. To other Marishain, whatever you call that behavior, that's what the name was. Fine. So let's now dissect, going back to the question. Pesach, nothing we can do. We just have to get a little bit, the host can mute him. Marchai, are you able to mute him?
He's muted already.
Beautiful. Biter. So let's go back to the question I raised. What is the overlay and the overlap and the dissected difference between a bracha shen tzricha and a bracha levatala? We have to send the getter of a bracha shen tzricha. Does the bracha shen tzricha mean, and the lashon of the Gemara is to be goyer ma bracha shen tzricha. Even in the time you made the bracha, maybe it's a bracha schaiva, but you didn't have to do it. So you were goyer ma bracha shen tzricha. Now, from the lashon of Chazal, it would seem that a bracha shen tzricha is a bracha levatala, but as we mentioned earlier, this is lav dafka. There's two dinim in this. Brach levatala and brach shen tzricha, even if it's not yaitzel levatala. What does this mean? So Makar, this is a Gemara in Yuma, daf ayin amon aleph, Pesach. Yuma Ayinam Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about why the Kohen Gadol of Purim was Kairi Bal Peh. This is towards the end of the Seder Avodah. He took out the Sefer Torah and he read portions in the Sefer Torah, and the Aftira he read Bal Peh. The Maftar he read Bal Peh. Gemara says, why not? It's on the top. If you say Engel and Sefer Torah, you went too far. You went too far. It's line 10. Line 8. Shengel Sefer Torah, but Supernet, quite super. And I said, Chinim and Nikri. Gam Mishal Rishon, you'll think the first Sefer Torah is possible. So Kram Shom Bracha, Shein et Sericha. There you go. It says Rashi. Heshi. See the Rashi? Bracha Shein et Sericha. You can take a coat off. Shein Tzarech Lazar Lavarech. So the fact that the Kohen Gadol had to read this Bal Peh, and it was over on a subsidiary Isser of Dharam Shibuk Savi at the Rosh Shoyim Lerem Bal Peh, you're not allowed to lane without a Sefer Torah. Therefore, says the Gemara, because he technically he could have scrolled, could have been Goylo from the first Sefer Torah, in Achrei Mais to Pinchas. So why were you Goyrim another Bracha? It's usher to be gleire a brach shen tzricha. Say the achrayim, the Mishkan Misyankov, archive this Gemara, please, Rav Pesach, the Mishkan Misyankov, and the aforementioned Nishma Sodom. This is a machlekes in Gemara, freeze it, please. Why? Because according to Rav Hunner Ben Yeshua, there's no usher to be gleire a brach levatala. Why? Because he says the reason we don't do it is pigom oyushal rishon, we're worried about the begam. Nothing about Brach Shein Tzricha. And therefore, he has to give you another tense. The Gomer Shul Rishon, Gomer Rebbe Shul Takin, doesn't hold the Brach Shnei Tzricha. Said to Mishnes Yaakov, Lahalacha, in the Rambam, there's no Isser Brach Shnei Tzricha, because the Rambam, in Ilchas Avodah Yisrael Mikippurim, brings the Tam of Rav Huna, who says, Pigomer Shul Rishon, he doesn't bring Brach Shnei Tzricha, which is Rish Lakish's Tam. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Huna. The Rif Masech and Megillah in the Cheskri Satira only brings the Svar of Pagum Mishal Rishon. There you go. They don't hold this. This constant Baruch Shem and Tzricha. That is Shitas Achrayim. Not true to everybody. There's a the Marchai, the Rishai in Megillah, who clearly says that these two Amirayim are not Chaylik. Mara Machada, the Mara Machada Vilei Pligi, both of them hold the Svara of Pagam, and they also hold the Svara of Racha Sheina Tzricha, other Achrayim follow this. They hold that, in fact, the Isser of Racha Sheina Tzricha is a Isser Gomer to be Goyere Mebracha Sheina Tzricha. There's a mavucha here in the Mabit, because let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Alechid Gimel. What are you showing me here? Mishkas Yaakov, beautiful. Wow, we have Mishkas Yaakov. Okay, but before the Mishkas Yaakov, I'd like to show the island inside the Rambam. Beautiful. Pesach. Let's go back to the Rambam.
Let me just save it.
Oh, you want to save it? Very good. Okay, I'm not sure we'll get to it. Yeah, the Rambam is beginning with Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. But the Rambam has the famous Shitas HaRambam, but there's no Brach on a Minik, Machlekes Rishayim, in the Gemara and Sukkah. Paragal. You went too far. Okay, good. Here you go. Here's the first Rambam. I'm called Mavarech. Brach Shein Tzrichar is a nice Hashem Shemayim Lashav. Now we need to go to the second Rambam. Called them shum shum minig. Avot mishum minig nevim hu going to tell the rav shum pochad going to tell the rav shum minig come going to kriya sahalel. You're in the wrong place. Pesach scroll. Keep on scrolling. You can't scroll this Rambam.
Which
halacha? Won't have marked down which halacha. Halacha Tezayin, end of Tezayin. Second. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're in the I'm in the long peg. I'm sorry, it's peg Yud Aleph.
One more.
Hey, Rick, you had Aleph Hilchos Brachos. You're in Hilchos Milah Pesach. You went too far. Told Rav Shemini, after Pishemini, Nevi'im hu k'gan tilos harava b'shvi shel chag, ve'ein tzarich lemar min ha'chachamim, ve'en gri'as ha'halal, ein mevarchem olam. Now the Rambam, this is the last halacha in Hilchos Brachos. As you already know from extensive limud, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Brachos, of each halacha, gives you something, what's the right word for this, Rabbi Schneider? Gives you something what? Abyssal musardik, you want to call it that? Abyssal, what are we calling it?
Something to chew on.
No, but you have to know if you have to make a bracha, not if you chew on it. Something to you to file away in your agada, musar, machshava file. So let's see. Does he mean to pass this lalacha? Ram said like this: there's no bracha on a minik. This is a huge machlekes in the Rishonim and Sukkah, Mamdalid, which we've gone into in the past, and here the machlekes here derive it gets in machlekes. This is not our issue. Our issue is the last several lines. To tell you yourself, brachas l'kula. All brachas, brachas anedin, brachas mitzvahs. Not clear. V'lo'ilam yizayir adam bebracha she'ena tzericha. V'yarebe bebrachas ha'tzerichas. V'chein David omar b'chol yoyim. I want to talk by side. What is it I'm trying to tell you here? The Rabbi clearly tells you, Yizoyer of the bracha in Sricha. What kind of bracha is telling you not to make? Now, why did he attach it to this bracha of not making a bracha on minig? Because that bracha on minig is a bracha of atol. If you do it, you make a bracha on klapping your ishanis, which is Minig HaRava, which is the fulcrum of this machlekes, you work a himra bracha levatala. Comes along the Rambam, there's mazer here, mazer you, even though there are some people who make a bracha in a minute, please be zahir, don't do that, and ain levarach misav. Mabit, great of the Gedalei Achrayim, holds that this Rambam is telling you that there's an iser, there is a bracha nitzricha. Why did the Rambam wait till the end and attach it to the halacha of Sefer HaMinhag? The Rambam has a mahalach on this. I'm not sure we'll get to it today, but I'm pointing out to you that this Rambam is tzarich yud, and this Rambam is something to chew on. What's the gather of the iser of bracha and tzricha, and what's the reason for this? Is it pure bracha vatala? Raises a question